When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello, everyone. It's Eves checking in here to let you know that you're going to be hearing 2 different events in history in this episode. They're both good, if I do say so myself. On with the show. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to This Day in History class, where we bring you a new tidbit from history every day. The day was June 8th, 1972. The Vietnam War, a particularly deadly conflict, had been going on for nearly 2 decades. Associated Press photographer Nick Boot was outside of Chong Bong, a village in southeast Vietnam, when a South Vietnamese aircraft dropped its payload of napalm. Boot took photos of the scene. One of those photos became known as the Napalm Girl photo, a black and white picture of a young girl named Phan Thi Kim Phuc running naked as other children ran alongside her and South Vietnamese forces followed. The horrifying picture became a symbol of the brutality of the war, and it got Nick Út a Pulitzer Prize. Nick Út was born in Vietnam in 1951. After his older brother, who was an Associated Press photographer, died in Vietnam, Út began to take photos for the AP at age 16. Út was covering the Vietnam War for the AP when he captured the photo near Chong Bong. A South Vietnamese Air Force pilot flying a propeller-driven, American-made A-1 Skyraider carried out the napalm bombing at Chong Bong. The point of the attack was to get North Vietnamese units out of their positions at Chong Bong. As Út witnessed the aftermath of the attack, he took photos. He used the Leica M2 camera with a 35mm Summicron lens. TV cameraman Alan Downs had also caught footage of Kim Phuc and the other children running down the road away from the napalm attack. At the time Út took the photo, called The Terror of War, Kim Phuc was 9 years old. Kim Phuc is just left of center in the photo, her mouth open in a yell and her arms outstretched as she runs toward the camera. The children that surround her are clothed, and the South Vietnamese forces walk behind them as a plume of smoke rises in the background. The fire caused by the bombs had burned off Kim Phuc's clothes and burned her skin. A correspondent gave her water and poured some on her burns. When Út realized that Kim Phuc had been burned, he took her to a hospital in Saigon. Doctors said she might not survive her third-degree burns, and she was sent to a specialist plastic surgery center. She received many surgical procedures for her injuries and survived, though some of her family members died. An editor at the AP rejected the photo because it showed full frontal nudity. Back then, photos that included nudity were off-limits. Horst Foss, head of the Saigon photo department, said that they should make an exception to publish the photo, under the condition that no close-ups of Kim Phuc would be permitted. Hal Buell, the New York photo editor, also believed the photo was worth sharing, despite the nudity, so the AP transmitted the photo. Many newsrooms had to disregard their own policies of nudity depiction in photographs to publish the image. White House recordings that were later released showed that then-President Richard Nixon and Chief of Staff H.R. Haldeman wondered whether the photo was authentic or actually staged. At the time the photo was published, anti-war sentiment had already been escalating in the United States, so the photo did not really contribute as much to such feelings among Americans as some media sources have stated. It's also a myth, as some sources have noted, that the photo helped end the war, which came to a close in 1975. In 1973, the United States pulled out of the Vietnam War. That same year, Út won the Pulitzer Prize for Spot News Photography and the World Press Photo of the Year for that image. Út and Kim Phuc stayed in touch over the years. Nick Út retired in 2017. Kim Phuc went on to help victims of war around the world. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Keep up with us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. And if you are as fascinated by history and its resounding effects as I am, you'd probably love the new podcast, Unpopular. It's a show I host about people who challenge the status quo, even when they face the threat of persecution. In the show, I take a look at what the descent of our forebears can teach us about protest and contrarianism today. You can listen wherever you listen to this day in history class. Thanks again for being here, and we'll see you tomorrow.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hey y'all, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History Class, a podcast where we rip out a page from the history books every single day. The day was June 8th, 1783. A volcanic fissure in Iceland called Laki began erupting. The eruption, also known as the Skaftá fires, lasted 8 months. Lakagígar, or Laki, is part of a volcanic system in the southeastern part of Iceland. Another nearby volcano, Grímsvötn, was erupting at the same time as the Laki fissure. At the time of the eruption, the population of Iceland was at about 50,000. Weeks before the eruption began, people in the area felt earthquakes. On June 8, 1783, Lakagígar began erupting when lava began pouring out of more than 130 volcanic craters. The eruption consisted of 10 pulses of activity, and each pulse had similar phases. There were earthquakes, then a new fissure, then a short explosive eruption, then violent explosions with a high rate of magma discharge, then low-level eruptions with lava flows. A priest named Jón Steingrímsson described the eruption, saying in part, quote, "First the ground swelled up with tremendous howling, then suddenly a cry shattered it into pieces." Volcanic ash from the eruption was then carried away by the wind and spread over the land and sea. The lava from the fissures covered nearly 1,000 square miles of land, or 2,500 square kilometers. Volcanic gases convert to aerosols in the atmosphere and can affect whole regions. The lava flows released sulfur dioxide, which created acid rains that killed trees and irritated skin. The clouds of sulfur dioxide and hydrogen fluoride that Laki produced turned into a haze that spread throughout Europe and into Russia and China. People realized that animals were being affected by the eruption, getting growths on their bodies and becoming bloated. As the earth was contaminated, livestock were poisoned. More than half of Iceland's grazing livestock died due to the Laki eruption. Because the poisonous clouds killed crops and livestock, famine and disease were rampant. This resulted in the death of somewhere between 20 and 25% of Iceland's population. Some people have suggested that the famine and poverty the eruption caused helped trigger the French Revolution. Most of the lava flows erupted in the first 5 months of the event, but the eruption wasn't completely over until February of 1784. By the end of the eruption, the fissures extended for 17 miles or 27 kilometers. The newly formed chain of volcanoes was later named Laki. The eruption had a huge impact on Iceland and other places in the Northern Hemisphere. It produced one of the largest basaltic lava flows in recorded history. But its direct effect on Earth's climate has been debated. Some have suggested that the eruption caused regional cooling and precipitation patterns. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them to us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Feel free to leave us a kind note on social media as well. We're at TDIHC Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.